So if you have a patient who, say, develops metastatic disease on an adjuvant AI, they get fulvestrant CDK first line for mets, and then they have disease progression and they're PIK3CA positive. I'm guessing it sounds like you're going to go with alpelisib.
I will. The question is going to be the endocrine backbone since alpelisib was approved with fulvestrant. But I think with all of these agents, there's good data and there's now ongoing trials with alpelisib looking at alpelisib plus AIs that you can partner them with pretty much whatever endocrine therapy you want to efficacy-wise, and you're going to be okay. So I would give her second line alpelisib plus endocrine therapy, third line everolimus plus endocrine therapy.
And so I'm assuming or guessing that if the patient were PIK3 negative, you would use everolimus and endocrine therapy?
I would. I mean, those are active drugs. And I think when you sequence these drugs in breast cancer, you've yet to prove any survival benefit. So you're definitely justified, in my mind, to give everolimus second line and to give alpelisib third line or the other way around. I guess the reason I'm thinking of alpelisib is I like the fact that there's a mutation and I am attacking that mutation, and that's why I'm getting the benefit versus everolimus, where we haven't really shown a patient subset that everolimus works better in. And that's probably what's driving my decision. But you're absolutely correct that you probably can sequence these drugs perfectly fine.